This week's deal to end the shutdown and raise the debt ceiling does a few other things, too. Among them, it allows additional spending on a lock and dam project on the Ohio River. The $2.1 billion price tag is a rounding error compared to the $16.7 trillion debt ceiling, but it is still enough to rile budget watchdogs and hardline conservatives who call it pork barrel spending by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Since 1988, the Army Corps of Engineers has been working on a new lock and dam on the Ohio River. It's between the towns of Olmsted and Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky, a few miles up from where the Ohio meets the Mississippi. And it's just downstream from the old set of locks and dams. They date back to the 1920s, and some of the machinery operating the locks needs to be raised and lowered
by hand by these crews of men and women that are out on an old steamboat.
This is James Bruggers. He covers energy and the environment for the Louisville Courier-Journal.
These two old locks and dams that are just upriver from the Olmsted project are a really great example of our nation's crumbling infrastructure. They're already sort of a choke point for this commercial barge traffic.
The barges carry coal, grain, and other cargo, about 90 million tons per year. This is one of the biggest construction jobs going right now in this country, with massive blocks of concrete being lowered into the river.
I'm thinking maybe that's sort of appropriate because one of the nearby cities is called Metropolis.
Metropolis, Illinois, that is.
And of course, it has a Superman theme going on there. When you go visit the site, you actually see a 14-story tall crane.
Like a lot of mega-sized construction projects, Olmsted's cost has gone up. In fact, 300% since work started. And it seems only natural that one of Kentucky's senators, the leader of all Senate Republicans, would want to keep the project going, right? No, not right now. Senator McConnell says he didn't put the funding provision into this week's spending bill. Two senators on the Appropriations Committee say they did it. But Steve Ellis at the watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense says the legislation is only 35 pages long. McConnell had to have known the Olmsted money was in there, and Ellis says he had to have decided to leave it in.
It doesn't take a media professional to recognize that the optics of this look really bad.
More substantively, Ellis says this was the wrong time and place to commit the money, especially for such a troubled project.
You know, the thing is, there are tons, I mean, scores and scores of projects and programs. Why this particular project was plucked out of, you know, the hundreds that are available is beyond me.
And conservative groups are blasting McConnell over the, quote, Kentucky kickback. The Tea Party Victory Fund has a fundraising email calling McConnell a fake conservative and the provision the cost of selling out the conservative movement. The Senate Conservatives Fund issued a statement saying that this is what's wrong with Washington and it's what's wrong with Mitch McConnell. The Senate Conservatives Fund is already on the air in Kentucky, backing McConnell's primary opponent, Tea Party candidate Matt Bevin. McConnell has long supported the Olmsted Project. The new money was requested by the Obama administration. McConnell told Politico that it actually saves money, $160 million, by preventing a gap in spending. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.